chairs at the doctor's office. Me and a man with a terrible cough. It's 11 a.m. The doctor is late. Nothing there to do but wait. He handed me a wrinkly business card. Told me of his young years working hard. Small engine repair, tractors and mowers. Back in the days when the world moved slower. He had loved every minute of the simple life. A lot less simple since he lost his wife. She had died last June, her lungs full of cancer. He took all the tests, he was waiting for answers. His hands were shaking, he looked so nervous as he handed me the card that said, "At your service." At the funeral home, when the paperwork came, I remembered the card and I remembered his name. The obituary short, no next of kin. We only had to print a few bulletins. For the half dozen people that had gathered there, fanning themselves in their hard gray chairs, workers from the home where the old man lived, sympathy cards with nobody to give. The minister comforted in their loss, and everybody rose for the old rugged cross. We carried him down to where the grass was mown, his wife and his son's names carved in stone. We covered the grave with the shovel of dirt. I remember the card with the words, "At your service."